Chris, what a great afternoon for you today.
Yeah, I'm delighted. Great 3 points, crucial 3 points at the right time as well. We did well the other day as well. You know, I was disappointed with the draw because we deserved more, really. We just didn't take our chances. Today we've done a really professional performance, away performance, and I'm very pleased.
Must be pleased as well. You're in front for about 86 minutes, so the way you played, really solid at the back throughout.
Yeah, outstanding. We're fourth clean sheet now, isn't it, in a row, which is brilliant, you know, and it just goes to show how everybody's digging in for each other, and that's every man. I'm not just talking about the back four and the keeper, I'm talking about the whole team as a unit. You know, they're working hard, they're getting to shape well, and it's paying dividends, and it's getting us results.
Who's going to claim that goal then, do you think, from that free kick?
It's gone straight in. Lee Cook, you know, he scored. It's very pleasing. You know, he's done well. He's come up again, you know, after a couple of days. Hey, mate, you're right. It's good. It's a great result for us, and we've got to keep going now and kick on.
That stage of the season where look at results elsewhere went perfectly for you as far as Braintree and Dover are concerned.
Yeah, no, that's it. It's going to be twists and turns, you know what I mean? There's seven to go. I've set boys a target and we'll keep that in house, but we're working really hard to try and achieve what we believe we can do. So we've just got to keep knuckling down. It's a tough old league, we know that. It's never easy. But if they keep working hard, then they've got a great chance.
And you went on a good run at home, but good to get a win on your travels again.
Yeah, massive. It's a tough place to come, you know what I mean? It's really hard. They're fighting for their lives as well, if you could forget that. They're fighting for their lives, so it's a really, really valuable point. Yeah. 3 points, sorry.
And coming here as well against your former club, does it make it all the sweeter?
Yeah, it does. It's one of them. It's a mixed one, really, because I don't want to see Torquay go down because it's my club. You know, it's a club I played for and in good times here. So I don't want to see that happen. But I've got to worry about my own job, and that is to get Eastleigh Football Club and try and get promoted into the Football League. So you know, I'm pleased with my 3 points, of course, and I just hope Torquay can turn it round and keep themselves up, because I would love to see that.
And looking at it now, 2 points more than this time last season. Real opportunity now, isn't there, in the playoffs, as there was before, but even more so now.
Yeah, definitely. We're a good team. We are a good team, and I believe that. And even when we had little blips and whatever, I still kept believing in them because they're good players, you know. And it just goes to show I'm bringing the calibre of Matt Tubbs off the bench. James Constable the other day. That's strength and depth, you know. So we've got to keep believing in ourselves, got to keep working hard. That's the most important thing, because you know, there's no given right to win any game of football, no matter who you play. And today was a very tough game, a very important game. And hopefully now we can carry on to the end of the season.
And just another one. Funny how things can change in 72 hours, couldn't it, really, after the sort of deflated after the Welling game?
Yeah, do you know what? I wasn't deflated, it's as mad as it sounds. I really wasn't, because I went away and I'm thinking to myself, okay, it was a draw and we should have won the game. We had lots of chances, didn't score, but it was another clean sheet. You know, that's a positive in anyone's right, you know, and we keep building on it. And if we can do that from now until the end of the season, we give ourselves a great chance.